Very nice. You are listening to Radio K, Real College Radio. Right now, we are just wrapping up an in-studio session with Fragile Canyons. You just heard some new songs off of their brand spanking new album. This thing came out like 2 days ago. Thank you guys so much for coming into our studio and playing some songs off of that. It means a lot.
Thanks so much for having us.
Definitely. All right, to start this off, I'd love to know, well, first of all, if I could get both of your names and what you guys play.
I'm Andy, play guitar, and I sing.
For sure.
Nick, guitar.
Wonderful. All right, so I'd like to know, where are you from, and what is it known for?
I am from Eden Prairie originally, and I think it's mostly known for the mall was where they shot the movie Mallrats.
Ah, very nice.
I think that's probably the most memorable thing.
Very cool. And Noah?
I'm from Minneapolis, and it's known for Fragile Canyons.
Good answer. Good answer. All right. So what was the first show that either of you saw? And I'd like to know both the band and the venue.
You want to go first?
Sure.
So my parents get the Cool Parents Award because when I was like nine, they brought me to Simon and Garfunkel reunion. And I think it was at the Excel Center.
Really?
And, like, at that age, I just, like, I had no idea why that was so important, especially knowing, like, what their relationship has been with each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was pretty amazing.
That is worthy of a Cool Parents Award, I must say. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, totally in the same family of concerts and genre. My dad, when I was nine, took me to see ZZ Top at the State Fair.
Dang. That's amazing. That was
actually totally sick.
Yeah, that. But both of those sound like great experiences.
Yeah, like if you're 9 years old and there's just like three men on stage with like huge beards and talk about like being dressed well. It's like, what are they doing?
Yeah, it's like Guitar Hero. It's like you're seeing real life Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Very cool. Speaking of amazing musicians and things like that, who to you guys is the most iconic Minnesota musician or band? Mm. And you can't say Fragile Canyons.
It's hard not to say Bob Dylan. So absent of him, I would probably say, like, historically speaking, the Jayhawks.
Sure.
Current day, probably Greg Grease.
Wow. Yeah. That was a great answer. Well informed. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have an answer, Nick?
Yeah.
A separate one?
I feel like it's hard not to say Prince.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Wish we could have been there during the heyday.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. All we can do is just, you know, keep talking about them, keep bringing them up. All right. So next we've got a question from our listeners, and this comes from Carrie from St. Paul. And she wants to know that if you guys were the band playing on the Titanic and it was going under and you're going to play the last song for the people who are there, whatever, what would be the last song that you guys would play for everybody?
My choice would be Night Moves by Bob Seger.
Okay. Very cool.
I don't think it's the best song of all time, but I was just listening to it today and I was like, I wasn't thinking about the Titanic going down, but I was like, it's such like a good vibe. I think everyone would be down with the vibe.
Very cool.
I think just like given how many people are on the boat, it's got to be someone's birthday. So I'd have to go with Happy Birthday because like think about how bad of a birthday that would be if like you were dying on the Titanic.
True.
So like that maybe would make them feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I think it might distract everybody from what's going on
right.
as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Beatles Happy Birthday or
no, just like
regular.
Standard.
The original.
You know? Yeah. Standard. Well, if that's what the person wanted.
Cool. Cool. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Fragile Canyons for a moment. So how did the band start playing together?
Yeah, so it started kind of as a solo project for me. I just had, like, I was playing bass in a bunch of bands and had a bunch of songs that I had never recorded or done anything with that I'd written over a bunch of years. So I recorded a bunch of those with my friend Joe. Chase played on that. And then kind of, like, 6 months after that, we started kind of fleshing them out as a full band. And then we just kind of started writing a bunch of new stuff. So then it was, like, a whole different direction from there. So we played our first show like a year and a half ago at the Driftwood Char Bar.
Okay.
With Nick's other band. So, and now we've just been cruising.
Very nice. And so your first album, The Golden Door, came out in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So did you put that album out and then did it take you a while to assemble the band or did you have the band at that time?
So we put that out, and then I got married, and like everything kind of like took a back seat because I was just like figuring out how to like find centerpieces and like napkins and stuff for a long time, sure. And putting that together, and then
couches and blinds and
so I did that, and then we kind of assembled as a crew. I used to play in a band with Noah in college, so I wanted to do upright bass, so he was a good fit for that. And Nick is actually our third guitarist. So like the guy who recorded our first album, Joe, he was our first guitarist, and the guy who made the record is Carl, but then he left, and so Nick is, it's like a Spinal Tap drummer situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just had Carl in with WTF and 26 Bats. Yeah, they were just in the other day. Yeah.
He said, they're the homies.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Definitely. Very cool. And what we're talking about, you mentioned the upright bass. I'd love to bring that up. For our listeners out there, instead of a standard bass guitar, we do have a real live upright bass in the studio right now. So I guess my question is, how did you settle on an upright bass? Did you have bass guitar initially and then said this would be better, or how did that work out?
The first album was made with mostly upright bass. It was kind of more like straight up folk stuff, like mm-hmm. Nick Drake, Sun Kill Moon, Van Morrison kind of thing. And then with the full band, it kind of started being more like a Grateful Dead live or energy thing, but I really like the sound of the upright. Plus, like Noah, he didn't do it today, but he does like a lot of bowed stuff, so that just added like a cool dynamic without having to like get a whole nother, you know, like member of the band. Like, sure. He can like do a lot of different things.
Very cool. All right, well, what does the band have planned for the future? I know we've got the show coming up tomorrow, but what beyond that?
That's a good question. I feel like Chase would be really good answering that question. But we have a show at Barely Brothers Records in November with Pleasure Horse and Laura Hugo, and that'll be fun. And then after that, we kind of just go with the flow, probably like promote this record for a while.
Yeah.
And no tours on the books or anything, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'd love to open for like Dave Matthews Band. That's probably like the end point of all this.
Sure.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's the apex.
For Fragile Canyons, that's your mission statement. Open for Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, it's on our business cards.
Wonderful. Yeah. All right. Well, I like that a lot. Before we get going, do you guys have any shout outs you'd like to give before we get back to our music, our regular
speaking? In general?
Yeah, let's, you know, like your mom or Carl or.
Yeah, so shout out Carl, shout out Joe, shout out my mom. I think she's listening. She's going to be at the show on Saturday. Shout out my wife. Shout out. Yeah, WTF, that whole crew, Carl, Bailey, all them, Christian. Shout out Grape Wills. Shout out Noam Chomsky. Anybody, what else? I think I've got,
yeah,
I think
a huge
I covered all the
Chomsky guy.
Yeah, shout out Chomsky big time.
Saw him open for Dave Matthews.
I think, yeah, that's probably a good amount of shout. And shout out Radio K for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, that was a great shout out list. All right, sounds great. You just heard Fragile Canyons live in our studio. You can check them out online or in real life tomorrow, October 21st at the 331 Club. They'll be playing with Junior Varsity and AR.BRM. But for now, let's get back to our music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.